Architect Tony Yorba of the Juno firm Jensen Yorba Lott told the board that the elementary school is now a really great facility. Walls there have been upgraded from an insulation rating of R2, now up to an R30.
Tying that in with the roof replacement project that we did a few years ago, you have a building that meets all, you know, the higher energy standards that are used to measure buildings and stuff today. So that part, I mean, you've gone from 0 to 30. So that's really good.
The project price tag is expected to come in around $2.5 million when it's all done, with a combination of state and federal funding making up that money. The new walls and windows are meant to lower the cost of heating the over 40-year-old building, and school maintenance director Dan Tate has already reported a difference there. The project also took care of exposed flammable insulation underneath the building that had posed a fire danger, and it removed asbestos panels on the outside of the school, replacing them with steel siding. Yorba acknowledged there were some challenges with the renovation work.
The project went long. I think Erica's teachers will attest to that. And so some people's patience was tried. I really appreciate the Dr. Stroh and others with their patience in working with us and trying to resolve some of the reasons why it went long. There were some manufacturer issues with the siding and the carpet. There were also some electrical design issues. We're still kind of sorting that out.
Board member Jay Lister asked about electrical light switches that had to be replaced.
We had light switches that just didn't work, or?
The design is for, it's a brand new system there with the LED lights working with daylight and this sort of thing. Uh-huh. And the switching that we put in was at the direction of the lighting manufacturer. Turns out it didn't work right.
The solution is new wireless switches that will be used to control the classroom lights. There's also some additional lighting needed in the library and a new railing needed on the back entrance. Alaska Commercial Contractors of Juneau was the main company contracted to do the work that started up in April. It continued through the summer and is mostly finished, except for resolving those few remaining issues. In other project news, the district will be seeking bids from companies to overhaul one of its boilers in the middle school building. Maintenance Director Tate said the 30-year-old sectional boiler is leaking water and needs to be resealed.
What we need to do is we need to put this out to bid and get this boiler essentially overhauled and resealed.
The board agreed to advertise that work for bids from companies. The district had a different boiler repaired in 2012 and is hoping to get state funding to pay for a portion of both overhaul projects. And as for those prospects of funding, the prior boiler repair work is number one on a new preliminary list of projects that could see major maintenance grant funding through the State Department of Education. Another Petersburg project, $2.2 million in food service renovations, ranks number nine on that list. However, Board President Gene Ellis noticed a lack of projects from the more populous parts of the state.
The other unfortunate thing I noticed looking at this list is that there's almost no projects for Anchorage or Matsu, which means its chances of being passed and going very far down are probably not as positive as I'd like it to be, because there's not very many legislators impacted by this.
Petersburg's projects ranked highly on the Department of Education's list last year as well, but the state legislature and governor only approved grant funding for a few Alaska school projects in the capital budget. The district will try again in the upcoming session to secure state grant money for the boiler and the food service renovations. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.